From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mourners continue to gather at the site of a deadly church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Hundreds of people gathered outside the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church Saturday to pay respects and offer condolences to those affected by the shooting deaths of 9 black men and women earlier this week. A makeshift shrine of flowers, balloons, cards, and stuffed animals has formed in front of the church. But Norville Goff is the presiding elder, and he says that services will be held there as usual on Sunday.
Tomorrow morning at 8:30, we will have Sunday school, and at 9:30, we will have our worship service here in the sanctuary of Mother Emmanuel.
The suspect in the mass shooting, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, a white man with a recent history of racist views, is being held in the Charleston County Jail. On Saturday, images surfaced online of Roof burning the U.S. flag and visiting a slave plantation. Many of the photos show the young man posing with a Confederate flag, which white supremacy groups have used as one of their symbols. At least 2 people were killed and 6 others wounded when a car bomb exploded outside a mosque in Yemen's capital city Saturday. The bomb detonated outside the Qabat al-Mahdi Mosque in Sana'a's Old City, where Houthi rebels and other Shiites pray. Video from the scene showed the charred remains of the car outside the mosque, surrounded by blast debris. The Islamic State has claimed credit for the attack. This is the 2nd attack in Yemen's capital city, claimed by the Islamic State affiliate in Yemen. On Wednesday, a series of bombings killed at least 4 people and wounded 60 others. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, speaking to CNN, said that Greece should act now or risk ruining its economy and devastating Greek society. The near-bankrupt Greek government needs to reach a so-called cash for reforms deal by June 30th to avoid defaulting on a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund. Athens also owes a $7.6 billion payment to the European Central Bank in July and August, but so far has balked at austerity demands from creditors in exchange for further cash. Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders set for Monday in Brussels. Saturday is World Refugee Day, and the UN Special Envoy, Angelina Jolie, joined UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, at the Midyat refugee camp in Turkey. At a joint news conference, Jolie said that the world has largely ignored a growing refugee crisis.
Our world has never been richer or healthier or more advanced, yet never before have so many people been dispossessed and stripped of their basic human rights.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people, nearly 60 million this year, have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. The UN says that one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. 3 people were killed and at least 34 others injured when a man drove his SUV at high speed into a crowd gathered to celebrate the Austrian Grand Prix Formula One race in Graz, Austria, Saturday. Police said that 6 of those injured, including 2 children, are in serious condition. Witnesses said the man apparently drove his vehicle at high speed into the crowd at random, sending victims crashing into the windshield and flying off the vehicle. A police commander said the man, a 26-year-old Austrian of Bosnian origin, was known for domestic violence. He was arrested after the incident. Mali's Tuareg-led rebels have signed a peace agreement with the Bamako government more than 1 month after other armed groups took similar action to end years of unrest in the impoverished desert nation. The UN-brokered accord calls for the election of regional assemblies in Mali, but stops short of granting autonomy to northern Mali, most of which lies in the Sahara Desert. Separatist demands were a main cause of an uprising that followed a military coup that ousted Mali's president in the sub-Saharan South. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.